First of all, I'm not going to speak about the board.
Okay, let's speak about the quarterbacks.
But speaking on those two, are you referring to Wentz and Goff?
Yes.
They're very close. In my opinion, they're very close. Similar characteristics as quarterbacks, good height, good size, good arm strength, mobility. I mean, they're very similar, very similar. Smart, intelligent guys that, obviously are going to play, I feel like, going to play a long time in the National Football League.
How much did St. Louis's deal disrupt your board?
Well, it didn't. We have to trust our process and what Howie and his staff and the coaches have collaborated on all spring and our scouts. And we just trust that process. This was obviously something that, L.A. thought that they could do, and they pulled it off. We'll see who they pick.
Yeah, but at one point, it looked like there would be an offensive lineman taken there. So it shortens the list or the spots to get that quarterback. So how did that not change your thinking if, in fact, there was a desire to move up, which you're talking all these teams? How did that not change things?
Well, and it affects everybody after that, obviously. And we're sitting there at eight. And the thing is, too, you just have to go into the process and you got to just trust all the decisions that you've made prior to the draft. That's the bottom line. And we still have a lot of meetings left to go until we get there. And those decisions will be handled here in the next couple of weeks prior to 28.
You look at a kid like Ezekiel Elliott. Is he that exceptional? Does he separate himself from the rest that much?
I think he's a difference maker. I think he's an every down back. I think he's got that skill set to do that in this league. And he's a dynamic player. And I think his body of work has spoken for itself.
Doug, do you have to come out of this with a quarterback?
I've always said that, we're going to always look at the quarterback position, evaluate that spot, and you're continuing to develop the bottom part of your roster. And at the end of the day, would you love to come away with someone on, out of this draft, potentially, wherever you take one? I think so. I'll look at that every year at that position. So, hopefully we get that opportunity.
Would a quarterback like Paxton Lynch, would he be a reach at number eight if he was the one on the board?
Oh, I think you'd have to, for us at number eight, I mean, you look at other areas of need. I don't know if necessarily that would be the spot to take someone like him at that spot, but I do think that he's someone that you have to have special consideration if you're looking for a quarterback.
Under the Andy Reid tutelage, we'll say, offensive line was something he always put a lot of emphasis in.
Because he was one. He was one.
Okay, so you don't put the emphasis in that?
No, I do. I do. I just think offensive linemen, it's just, you can't have enough of them. I've said that a lot. You want guys that can come in, and if you're going to draft them high, they're going to come in and either start for you or they're going to play a lot of snaps for you. So, it's rare that a guy will play 16 games. There's always going to be, bumps in the road with injury throughout the season, and you want guys that can eventually take over and be starters for
you. How hard is it to get a tackle when you get later in the draft? Aren't those guys usually up there a little bit?
Your starters are, your first, second, third round probably guys. You get later in the third, fourth, fifth, you get down in there, you got guys you can develop, and I feel like this is a deep draft there, a tackle, to be able to, pull one of those guys and develop one.
Jeffrey Lurie has gone on a lot of trips with you guys this offseason. Has he put even more so of a vested interest in making sure and understanding the overall process that much better?
I think for him for me, it was great to have him on the trip, number one, and to kind of get his perspective on some of these guys that we were working out, and I think that in his, and I'm not going to speak for him, but I think if I were in his shoes, that to be able to understand the entire process, I've always loved to go on the road and work the, whether it be quarterbacks or running backs, receivers, being in that position, I enjoy doing that. So I just feel like it's a better one-on-one with that individual player.
Doug, how much risk is there, especially if you're going to have to move up to take a quarterback and give up other draft picks, how much risk is there taking a quarterback in the top 10?
Well, I think you have to look at your entire roster, and you have to feel, as a staff, you got to feel comfortable that if you're going to give up draft picks or future draft picks, that you know you feel comfortable where you are as where you sit today with your roster. And obviously, if you're going to go and do that, then you know you think that quarterback is potentially your franchise.
But he won't play for a few years, so does, I mean, how much do you weigh that into the whole process?
Are you speaking about here or just
The quarterback, if you draft a quarterback 8 or above, he obviously won't play here for at least a couple of years. So that takes away players that maybe can that you would draft.
I mean, that's something you, again, you have to look at the depth of your roster. And you're right, it does take away those future picks that you want in there to develop. And, it's not very often that someone will sit for 2 years or so and wait for that person to develop.
So we've already seen one deal get done. Do you expect to move up?
Well, I anything's possible. Let's put it that way. Whether you move up or you move back, I mean that's just the way the draft works. And again, we'll just trust the process, and we'll have those discussions here in the next couple of weeks prior to the draft.
Since the 2000 draft, 42 quarterbacks have been taken in the first round, and yet only 4 or 5 can be considered so-called franchise type quarterback. How has the process changed in terms of evaluating quarterbacks so you hit more so than you miss?
It's hard. That's a position that's always been scrutinized over the years, and obviously in today's National Football League, the position I think has changed just a little bit. You're not seeing the pocket passers. You're seeing more of the athletic, mobile guy that can run just a little bit. It's changed a little bit that way. The game has changed. Defenses have changed. And you're probably seeing a little more of the college-style quarterback infiltrate itself into the National Football League. But at the same time, you're looking for guys that can think relatively fast on their feet, and decision-making becomes of the utmost.
Doug, I know Derek talked about the running back, but I'm trying to find running backs in the top 10 that have taken teams to the Super Bowl that were drafted in the top 10. I mean, aren't there other needs before you have to go for a running back that high?
Yeah, and again, it goes back to evaluating your own roster and where you are and sort of your priorities of what you're looking for in the draft. And, obviously if you take someone in the top 10, that person's going to have to be a major difference maker for you.
Is there a possibility or a scenario where you could drop down in the draft?
I think so. Those are things that we will continue to evaluate right up to draft day. And once you get into the draft too, deals are always being made and phone calls are always being taken. So it's anything can happen.